seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. And as you can probably tell, I'm sitting here in front of my synthesizer. And, let's talk about weird synth stuff. Okay, first of all, I just found a loose cord. Something got unplugged. Why is this here? Okay, well, let's just unplug that. Apparently some experiment that did not go so great. All right, well, anyway, where are we? What are we doing? What's the haps? What's the crack? Yeah, synthesizers are fun. So let's do some synth in. Is everything turned on and plugged in properly? I think so. Where were we with all this? All right, let's do a little update, try to figure out where the heck we were yesterday, and go. Oh, yeah. We've stretched everything out to be a little bit longer. And we added some cymbals, and we gotta do something about the drums. I may do some stuff with the drums off air this afternoon. God, that is kinda cool. I love the Ghost Whisper, but now we're gonna focus on the new thing, which is this. Which is interesting, but I don't know. Is it as interesting as that? And you know, here's the funny part. I forgot what we set out to do. I don't remember what the hell we were even thinking about, but you know, suddenly this has become very generative. Yeah, we got some weird stuff going on here, but this, again, and stop this nonsense. What we need to do is set up the function generator to do something interesting with our last voice here. So I'm going to plug an output, a cable into the output of the function generator, and I'm going to run this, and you'll hear a before and after. And go, baby. All right. So here's the before. Now we plug in the thing. See what we get here. Okay, yeah. That's much more interesting. But it also occurs to me that we could use... But what happens if we use our smooth, random, weird stuff? That's about the same, isn't it? back to this. I like that a little bit better. Okay. So, we kind of got a thing going here. Okay. But now what do we do? What else can we do here? We got a lot of stuff we haven't used. What else can we process? Well, the truth of the matter is, something has to be done about these drums. They're monotonous. I'll do that later. Let's just stop this. Wow. Oh, it's off. It's off sync. That's fine. Maybe we can bring it back into sync. Who cares? We got some weird generative techno going on today. What else can we mess with? Well, we do have all kinds of options. We could do something weird with the function generator. What if we were to vary the decay? What if we were to stick an like a LFO into the decay? And let's just modulate the decay back and forth and see what happens with that. I'm just going to sort of isolate our little voice track here. We get a little whoop. The effect is subtle, to say the least. So let's give it a grinding halt here. Okay. What we need to do is, I'm unplugging that LFO since it really wasn't that big of an effect. What we need to do here is to split some clock or something. What are we even doing here? Clockwise. Okay, this is weird. My clock divider doesn't want to seem to work. And I'm suspecting that might be because we changed the PPQ. That shouldn't have any effect on this, but okay, I won't worry about it for now. I have just one more idea, but it requires some clock splitting. Some clock splitting. Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll take some clock out of... No, wait, we can just use... stop being dumb, Tub. I would love to stop being dumb, but then I wouldn't be accepted into society. We can take some clock out of Florian, who's got plenty of clock to spare. And which do I want? I could use either. It depends on what I want to do. Okay, now let's plug this into the old sample and hold. And then we will take that output and we're going to try it in the business. And I forget how to do that exactly. I think I plug it into here. Is this my output? No, that's the colored noise output. I need this. Wait, plug this into clock first, Tobe. And, okay. Now I'm confused. This goes into there, that goes into there, and then we can plug this over here. And what do we got now? Not nearly as exciting, but I can adjust it a little bit. I don't like it. I don't think it's as good as the action we're getting out of the function generator. And are we running that into the filter? We are. So let's play with this knob. Okay, yeah. Seems like it's a waste of filter. Oh, we can. Can we? Can we leave that the way it is? And what happens if we plug this into here? Oh, yeah. We got a little bit of a sequence going there. And I don't like that slow LFO on the... Wait. It's kind of okay. But what is... Why am I getting the... Oh yeah. We got two... Am I just... Is this overkill? Am I using the VCA when I don't have to, or am I using the filter when I don't have to? Yeah, suddenly, I'm failing to impress myself. That's okay. So, what to do? I'm not impressed with myself right now. Because we just keep burying the baseline. The worst thing in the world. It's not all that great yet, anyway. Why is my clock divider not working? We'll worry about that later. What else to do? I kind of wish I had another one of these function generators, because we could trigger it from the end of slope and then feed that into, like, the filter cutoff of Florian. And that might be interesting. We could just put an asynchronous LFO into Florian. And, but that would swing too wide. Oh, no, well, we could attenuate it, couldn't we? Okay, let's do that. Let's do that and see what we get. So, but we just need a short cable here. We get a short cable and we stick it into the LFO. No.
We need a long cable because we need to attenuate. We got to go up to an attenuator first. Okay, so I'm going to put it into a moderate LFO. And here's what I'm talking about. That's annoying as hell. We could do this. But that's too much. I don't want it going down to zero. I just want it to go wow, 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 wow. So I'm plugging it, the LFO, into an attenuator, and then coming out of the attenuator, my homemade attenuator. I gotta make some more attenuators. We're gonna need a slightly longer cable. That's not gonna fly. Give me a medium cable. No. What note is this anyway? No. There it is. C sharp. Why is everything we do in C sharp? So into the cutoff. That's more reasonable. Not what we want. Probably more of what we need right there. Let's leave it there. Yeah, I need to take one of my panels and build a couple of attenuators into it. One of my blank panels. I've got two blank panels left. And they're, 4 HP? So they're 2 centimeters wide. I could probably fit 3 attenuators in there. I've got the pots. I've got the panels. I could even add some LEDs just to make it look cool. But is it about looking cool or is it about sounding cool? Sometimes it's a little bit of both. All right, let's focus on that bass line. It goes down in the mud. Okay, not bad. And when we need more snap, we can just turn up the input generator amount. Snappier there. We can add some resonance to it. Okay, that's cool. But are we gonna bury it with this? Yes, we are. We're going to have to take up that. I'm putting the microphone down. Let's change this thing. Thank you.
Okay.
Huh. That's not horrible. Not too horrible. I might have to tweak on that tuning a little bit, just because it's close enough for right now. Now, what can we do with, what else can we do? what more messed up-ness can we add to this? It's kind of cool the way it is. But, you know, can we make it cooler? What else can we do? I don't know. I keep looking at my clock divider. Why is my clock divider not on? Why is it not working? What the hell's going on? We'll worry about that later. I can hear a noise. What is that noise from? Oh, it's probably bleed from Mr. Okay. And I'm going to work on the drums later because it, yeah. Okay, so should we just mess with it? Should we just go for a test drive? See what we get? That might be fun. Everything's out of sync by like a beat, but that's cool. This needs something else. I'm gonna take the filter out of the picture because it's really not doing much for this. That's not interesting enough. We're losing some edge, and we need some edge. So it's gonna kind of be a pain in the butt to unpatch. Considering I can't follow it. Okay, the output goes into the filter. The output of the filter goes into the VCA. And the VCA is modulated by 16th notes or something. Maybe we just need to change that. Let's do something to it. But what? How about, what if we were to just, like, okay. Maybe. How does it work with everything else? No, now we're just clipping the hell out of it. What if we went like this? Again, not as interesting, is it? What if we were to just give it ramp wave? Let's give it some ramps. Those are some slow-ass ramps. Okay, there's some fast ramps, but I'm not impressed. It's all in the damn VCA, isn't it? Huh. What to do? What to do? I don't know what to do. I did put a little reverb on the squelchy squanchy bits, so that sounds kind of cool. I want to take something out. Like the rules of fashion that say that you should take one thing off before you walk out the door. I think we've got too many modulation thingies. Yeah. And, or at least not using them right. So, what do we need to do here? What do we need to do? Well, huh. Yeah. Oh, wait, time's up. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. All right, I might work on this a little bit this afternoon. But I gotta eat right now. And, then lay around and do nothing for a while. Ugh. Thank you.